first one ever I kissed, apart from my cousin Janine, who doesn't count because of the wart, was a long-legged, red-headed pearl of a girl whose second name I never quite caught. She was as old as Eve in her eyes and wise in the ways of men. When Rebecca was 11 and I was a tongue-tied, four-eyed twit of 10. Her folks had a cozy summer cottage, Coleman stove and proper privy in a shed. We had a ramshackle cabin with a camp bed and a bucket with a curtain round instead. They had a tricked-out Vanagon, we had a clapped-out Chevy van back when Rebecca was 11 and I was a no-account, know-nothing nipper of 10. But ever since then, no, ever since then, it's never been the same and it'll never be again as when Rebecca was 11 and I was 10. Rebecca, in the willow, in the hollow, by the river, in the long hot summer of the best year ever and ever and ever. Amen. Alan said he'd seen down Rebecca's shirt, he said, and what he said he'd seen looked sort of flat. I told Rebecca I didn't care a heck of a lot for things like that, 'cause I was a prat. She sort of smiled like they shouldn't, like they do, although I didn't know they shouldn't do then. When Rebecca was 11 and I was a new and clueless clown of 10. Follow me down and we'll climb the pussy willow in the hollow by the shallow river turning. So she climbed and I followed and I looked up the leg of her shorts, which at least shows I was learning. And we sat in the willow in the hollow by the shallow of the river where the minnow dodged the pike. And Rebecca put her two tanned arms behind her head and said, "Go on then, you can kiss me if you like." And the golden down on the brown of her skin and the moon white scar on the point of her chin and the eucalyptal taste of sin for the first time. And ever since then, no, ever since then, it's never been the same and it'll never be again as when Rebecca was 11 and I was 10. Rebecca, in the willow, in the hollow, by the river, in the long hot summer of the best year ever and ever and ever. Amen. And I never saw Rebecca again.